That's a little bit of Dragon called Sunshine. That song, I haven't heard that in years, actually. Also in there, the Silvers with Boogie Fever, and up the top we had Cliff Richard, or should I say Sir Cliff Richard, in the country, as we are here in the beautiful Moree District. And with me I have the Moree Planshire Council Mayor Mark Johnson and General Manager Kelvin Titherly. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Thanks, Tim.
How are we?
Really well today,
really
thank you.
Really well, thank you.
Don't have to share mics anymore.
No. Come up in the world.
Thank you.
As cosy as it was.
Oh, that's all right. No worries. No, it's good with three mics as it is. So what's been going on?
Thanks, Tim. Well, look, I think most of the town would have heard about the federal government's review on their infrastructure projects, and unfortunately the Moree Intermodal Overpass was one of those projects that was cut by the Minister for Infrastructure. So that was a project... $47.7 million, and of that, the federal government was funding $35.2 million, or 74%. The balance was coming from the state government. ARTC and council were also kicking in a bit. So that was disappointing. Not unexpected. The federal government's under a lot of budgetary pressure. We always like our projects not to be cut, but that was one. So that was a project that linked effectively west to east. People would know that, hear me go on about it, but we produce more than $1 billion of agricultural product every year from this shire, and 70% of that production is to the west of the high, the Newell. So to have an overpass which went across the Newell Highway and across the Inland Rail over into our bulk handling facility and also our special activation precinct was certainly the preferred option.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean those projects won't go ahead. They're definitely going ahead, full steam ahead, particularly the special activation precinct. We'll have other ways of getting to that. But, very disappointing. And we weren't the only shire. Narrabri Shire also had a couple of their projects cut as well. But, this council's trying to be very positive and proactive with both the federal and state government. And we'll continue to advocate in a positive way like on projects like the Moree Intermodal Overpass and our missing 22 kilometres of Inland Rail. We don't see the need to be banging heads with government. We want to work with them in a collaborative way, but we do have other alternatives. So I don't want the Shire to think that because the Intermodal Overpass has been cut, that projects like the Special Activation Precinct and the Inland Rail in time will still occur. But as I say, very disappointing, but we'll continue to advocate in a positive way with both levels of government. We had our meeting on Thursday, and we also had a celebration of our local member Adam Marshall's 10 years in state politics.
Okay.
So we had a nice lunch and meeting with Adam. Adam's been a wonderful advocate of our shire and regional New South Wales as a whole for his time in state politics. I guess for us, things like he was a strong advocate of the Special Activation Precinct and was instrumental in working with the government of the day to ensure that we've got that. And he was also very active with council, talking to the new government to ensure that continued on. He was able to help us secure a $4 million grant at the time for our pool. And on a personal level, he stood by me for 3 days during the flood. So, it was nice to be able to catch up with Adam and celebrate his 10 years, and hopefully we'll be there for a long, long time. Other things that came up in our meeting, we extended the contract with Belgravia Leisure over at over at MAC through to June 26.
Yeah.
We felt that was appropriate given we've got a lot of construction over that time, and we will have new facilities coming on board over that time, and we just felt we needed a steady hand before we looked at doing anything else. So Belgravia, the contract extended through to 26, so that's something that we can just put on the shelf now and know that we're in safe hands. We also resolved to sell 114 Ann Street for the locals. That is the old Moree Rugby League Club, which is occupied by the Moree Shea Academy. They're doing a great job over there, and on a previous agreement, council resolved to sell that property to the Shea, and we wish them every success. It's a very important facility for the town, but particularly our Indigenous community, the boomerangs playing out of there, and many other really good things that Academy's doing, and council's happy to abide by the agreement and pass that property over. Mr. General Manager, did you have a couple of items?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor, and thanks, Tim. Great to be here again. I just wanted to give a couple of things a plug. The first, of course, is the Christmas party on the 1st of December in the main street, and everybody would have seen the Christmas tree go up on Sunday. Our staff were out working, and the Christmas decorations down the street. And despite the rain, they're out there this morning just trimming everything up and making sure everything's looking first rate for the
Christmas party. It's been plugged on our local news too.
And we really appreciate it, Tim, and keep plugging it along. That's fantastic.
We will.
We certainly appreciate it.
That's okay.
And last but not least, we just wrapped up our Recycling Week promotions. And recycling's very important to all communities, particularly ours. And wanted to give a special mention to batteries, particularly lithium-ion batteries.
Mm.
If you are disposing of lithium-ion batteries, please let the person at the gatehouse know, and they will give you instructions as to where to safely put them to avoid any fires in the future. So it's really important. It's becoming a growing issue in all communities, and particularly ours, as lithium-ion batteries become more and more popular.
Are they in electric cars as well?
They are in electric cars.
Yes.
Tim, you are quite right, but particularly scooters and electric bikes, things that you sort of don't think of that can fit in a wheelie bin, should you choose to do it, but we'd prefer you didn't, of course.
Oh, okay.
And you let us know, and we'll dispose of them properly on your behalf.
So take them out to the facilities the best way.
Perfect, Tim. Yeah, thanks very much for that. That's great.
Mm.
Just a couple of other things, Tim. We also gave a couple of our donations at that meeting, our quarterly donations that went to the Country Education Fund, $3,000 in the Garar Play Group of $3,000. I'm going to have a few weeks leave, so our deputy, Susanna Pearce, is going to step in from the 1st of December, and Susanna will do a great job. She's right across all of these topics, and you may even see her in here. We're hopeful, so that'll be good for you guys.
Oh, she's always welcome.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
About all we had.
Yeah,
apart from the welcome rain.
Yes.
Oh, well, lovely rain.
Yeah.
You can't really fault that at all, you know. I was so surprised by it, and the amount we got, I couldn't believe it.
It was great.
You know?
It was great.
How's the pool going?
Yeah, so I think we reported earlier that the tenders for the 50-metre pool that's been awarded, and construction is set down to start in April, May of next year.
Okay.
We're just evaluating the tenders for the construction, the buildings, the grandstand, clubhouse, pump house and associated buildings, so that's being evaluated by council, and I would suspect we might have a decision at the December meeting with regard to that, Kelvin.
We hope to get a report up to the 14th of December meeting, Tim, to promote on that. But the new gym floor has gone in, and the new Les Mills program is proving very popular. So it's great. I personally haven't done it, but I've seen the program. It's very high energy, and construction continues on the other pools. And the program pool, of course, had its new liner, about $300,000 worth, and it reopened ahead of schedule about 2 weeks ago. So it's been well utilized.
Fabulous.
Mm.
Yeah, look, things are starting to happen over there. The wellness pool will come on line early in the new year, and then the other hot pool, and then we'll continue to upgrade the hot pool that's open there now. So, yeah, look, people will start to see some of those infrastructure projects that council's been working on for some time. It has been a process, as people have heard me say before, but we are getting there.
That's great, Mark. Well, thanks for you and Kelvin for coming in once again. And Kelvin spoiled me a little bit this morning, haven't you?
I try, Tim. I try.
He's got me a Maury Plainshire Council Cup, so I'll really treasure that. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Oh, and a coffee.
And a coffee.
Spoiling me, I tell you. I'm not used to this.
It doesn't happen to the mayor, I'm
well,
sure,
I,
Tim.
I talk about my imaginary assistant every morning, and no, it doesn't magically appear, but it did this morning, so thanks, Kelvin.
Any time, Tim. You're welcome.
Good on you, Tim.
Yeah, no worries, gents. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
No, it's all right. 26 after 8, after 7 in Queensland. TVN Breakfast with Tim.